Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
But first, the former IBRC chairman, Alan Jukes, has come under fire for remarks he made in the final episode of the RTE documentary series Quin Country, which aired last night. Let's take a quick look, listen to what he said on the programme.
I'm not saying that systematically people who live in that area are violent.
That's what
people.
You said. They're not. That's what you said.
As
you
I said
it's sort it of the
not,
first thing that they turn to because of
well
where
phrased.
They're from.
It was not well
okay,
phrased.
Okay, well, we're getting somewhere now. You're
yes.
accepting that it wasn't well phrased.
I've already said that.
But you're not accepting that you shouldn't have said it.
I shouldn't have said it in the way that I said it. What I meant to convey was that the protests that were there and the emotion that was there were seized upon by people who are violent and who carried out acts of sabotage and despicable personal violence against people. And I deplore that.
And that's Alan Jukes this morning with Claire Byrne. And she was asking if he would make an apology for this. This is what he said on the Quin Country programme last night.
Border people have it in their blood. They are living in communities that have, you know, a long history of violence of different kinds, and they'll more easily turn to it than anybody else will. You know. I'm not saying they're different animals from the rest of us, but you know, whether they have Provo links or V special links or whatever, you know, it's something that's nearer to the way they think than it would be to somebody in South Tipperary or anywhere like that, you know.
I'm joined now by Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin TD for Cavan, Monaghan, a border constituency, obviously. Matt Carthy, you're very welcome to the programme. What is your reaction to that?
I have to say, still listening back to it, I'm astounded in one way. I wasn't watching the programme last night and I got a couple of phone calls as I was driving home from Leinster House. And I have to say, during the first phone call, I assumed that the person who was speaking to me was exaggerating the type of language that was used. And to hear it back, that you know, people in any particular community have violence in their blood or that they turn to violence more quickly than the rest of us, to use the exact phrase that Alan Jukes has. I think it is telling in one way that there is an attitude and a view among some that might be considered establishment figures, particularly within some sections of Fine Gael over the years, that view people from the border and from the north as in some way inherently violent. And I have to say, nothing could be further from the truth.
That's my view as well. But in fairness, Heather Humphreys, the Fine Gael minister, also said the same thing. She said Alan Jukes, his comments were wrong. He should apologise. It was the people in the border area and our communities who suffered most, says Heather Humphreys, as a result of the violence carried out by criminals and terrorists. Our communities stood against this violence for decades. It's our understanding, reported by the Irish Times, Matt, that Alan Jukes intends to apologise. Would that be enough?
Well, I've heard that, but as I say, the fact that he went in front of a TV camera in what appeared to be very considered and deliberate remarks, made commentary of this nature, that he then went on a very well listened to programme this morning, I suppose, having had time to reflect and essentially double down. It appears that Mr. Jukes has got the message that his comments wouldn't be tolerated if they were directed at any other community.
Did they make you angry, the comments?
I have to say, I was struck by the number of people who I've been contacting with who, angry isn't probably the right word. I think
what
hurt
is
people are hurt and they're frustrated that somebody who has held the position of, you know, the leader of Fine Gael, the leader of the opposition, has held numerous public appointments, high mm-hmm. profile public appointments, is currently a member of the press council. So this person
who is adjudicating
on whether or not media articles are fair,
but on the other hand,
turning around and describing entire communities as having violence in their blood.
Yeah, but to be fair, he did say this morning
unacceptable.
That his comments were not well phrased. Do you accept that?
I think that it would be very kind to attribute that to him. His remarks, as I say, were telling in terms of an attitude towards a particular region.
Because with the people I know border counties and communities and those, the vast majority, if not all, are peaceful, law-abiding people. That's your experience, obviously.
I would argue, I come from South County Monaghan, a few miles from South Armagh. I would argue that it is one of the best places in the world to live, as most Irish people would describe
peaceful
their home
and
community.
Anti-violence.
Absolutely. And of course, as with every community, there are people who are involved in criminality.
But a tiny minority, in fairness.
It is a fraction of a tiny minority. And
yet, I heard you previously, Matt, say people in your area and your constituency supported the IRA campaign.
And they did so in response to violence. I grew up, as I say, I was a young person on the living along the border. The violence I witnessed was from British soldiers who would point guns in the car at my mother and me as a child when I grew up. And I have to say, my own inclination at that time was to support people who were getting rid of these aggressors from the from our communities.
But I have to say, if you allow me to finish,
I was very, very fortunate that people from within my community and wider afield, Republicans, were actually at that time engaged in actually creating a place where we would actually have and live in the peace that we so desperately desired
Can you help me reconcile the two statements you've made then? Because you've said that the people in your area are peaceful, law-abiding people. That's what I believe as well.
Yes.
But then you say they supported the IRA campaign, which is an indiscriminate campaign of bombing and killing. Can you reconcile the two for me?
Well, let's be clear. Some people supported the IRA, and the reason the vast majority of people who came to that view did so, they did so as a result of what they experienced in their communities, as a result of British Army predominantly, but also RUC aggression.
I understand the context, but were the people who supported the IRA campaign peaceful and law-abiding, in your opinion?
Absolutely. And the people who supported IRA campaigns in different generations in different parts of the country also wanted nothing more
than
peace. How can
it be peaceful to bomb indiscriminately and kill innocent people?
I have to say, if you're turning this into somehow an attack piece on Sinn Féin, when a former Fine Gael leader has uttered remarks that wouldn't be tolerated if I were to make them about any other community.
I think that would be disappointing. I'm trying to reconcile remarks that you made.
And I think you understand the rationale in which there is a conflict in our country, and the fact that people like me, who come from a Republican background, who have a Republican view of the world, actually cherish nothing more than the fact that we now live in a peaceful society. And I think that is as much a testament to anything as anything, that people want and want to live in peace in border communities as much as they did anywhere else.
Okay, but I find it hard to understand your definition of peaceful then.
I don't think you do find it hard, Cormac. What I want to see and live in is a peaceful society and a peaceful community. And at some point, over the course of our history, different parts of our country were not able to live in that peace.
But you want Alan Jukes, just to finish off, McCarthy, you want Alan Jukes to withdraw his remarks and apologise unreservedly, do you?
Absolutely. And I want people to recognise that the border communities and every part of our country is filled with great communities. People in my particular community who have actually strove to undo decades of the damage that was inflicted by partition in the first instance, but also by the failure of Dublin governments to invest and to create the public services and the infrastructure that are enjoyed elsewhere. And to recognise that when we demonise any particular part of our country, we are doing our whole country a disservice.
Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on Drive Time.